Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Om Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Paribraja Gacharja Stotara Sata Shri Srimad Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jaya Om Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Paribraja Gacharja Stotara Sata Shri Srimad Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jaya Om Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Paribraja Gacharja Stotara Sata Shri Srimad Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Dhama Ki Jai, Shri Vrindavan Dhama Ki Jai, Shri Shravali Dhama Ki Jai, Shri Jagannath Puri Dhama Ki Jai, Tulisi Devi Ki Jai, Shri Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Shri Ganga Maya Ki Jai, Shri Jamuna Maya Ki Jai, Shri Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol, Shamaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga, Narayanam namaskritcham naram chaivam narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jaya mudirayat nastapareshu abhardirishnityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati utamashloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. We're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, the first canto, chapter 12, the birth of Emperor Parikit. I'm going to speak about Balaram today, but first we're going to read this verse. Shonaka uvacha, shonaka uvacha. Asvatam nopasri shrishtra. Asvatam nopasri shtena. Brahma sirshno rutejasa. Brahma sirshno rutejasa. Uttaraya hato garba, Ishena vitaha punaha, Ishena vitaha punaha. Anyone else want to read? Shonaka uvacha, Asvatam no parishtena. Brahma Shirshno Rutejasa Uttaraya Hato Garba Isana Jivata Punaha Responsively, Shonakaha Uvacha Uvacha. The sage Shonaka said Ashvatamna of Asvatama, the son of Drona. Upasrishtena, by release of Brahma Shirshna, the invincible weapon, the invincible weapon, Brahmastra, Rutejasa, by high temperature, Uttarayaha, Uttara, mother of Pariki, Uttara, mother of Pariki, Hataha, being spoiled. Garbaha, womb. Ishena, by the Supreme Lord. Ajivataha, brought to life. Punaha, again. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The sage Shonaka said, the womb of Uttara, mother of Maharaj Parikit, was spoiled by the dreadful and invincible Brahmastra weapon released by Asvatthama. But Maharaj Parikit was saved by the Supreme Lord, responsibly. The sage Shonaka said, the womb of Uttara, mother of Maharaj Parikshit, was spoiled by the dreadful and invincible Brahmastra weapon released by Asvatthama. But Maharaj Parikshit was saved by the Supreme Lord. Purport. The sages assembled in the forest of Dharmasaranya inquired from Suta Goswami about the birth of Maharaj Parikshit. But in course of the narration, other topics, like the release of the Brahmastra by the son of Drona, his punishment by Arjuna, Queen Kunti Devi's prayers, the Pandavas' visit to the place where Bhishma Deva was lying, his prayers, and thereafter the Lord's departure for Dwarka were discussed. His arrival at Dwarka and residing with the 16,000 queens, etc., were narrated. The sages were absorbed in hearing such descriptions, but now they wanted to turn to the original topic. And thus the inquiry was made by Sonika Rishi. So the subject of the release of the Brahmastra weapon by Asvatthama is renewed. Translation of the text again. The sage Sonika said, the womb of Uttara, mother of Maharaj Parikshit, was spoiled by the dreadful and invincible Brahmastra weapon released by Asvatthama, but Maharaj Parikshit was saved by the Supreme Lord. Om Agena Timirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksurin Vilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Karamayam Dadati Svaparantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapara Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Mukam Karoti Bachalam Pangam Longayate Girim Yat Kripa Taraham Bande Shri Guru Dinatarane Nastapareshu Apadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shlokir Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. So today being Balaram's appearance day, we're departing from the usual program, although we're reciting the next verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam. By speaking about Balaram, I know a few things about Balaram, but not a great deal. I'm not what you'd call a Balaram Vasi. Anyway, he's very, very famous and in a sense non-different from Krishna, the first expansion of Krishna. Very powerful. He at one point was threatening to drag the entire city of Dwarka of Hastinapur into the Jamuna River, but somehow or other he didn't follow through with it. So what I have here, I'm going to read something. I couldn't find a lecture of Srila Prabhupada on Balaram's appearance day, but he did give a lecture in Bhubaneswar in February of 1977. Was on the appearance day of Nityananda Prabhu, who of course is Balaram, and I'm going to be reading and taking a little bit of diversions now and then, things that I remembered by reading this. Today is the appearance day of Nityananda Prabhu. This is Prabhupada speaking on 2 February 1977 in Bhubaneswar. Today is the appearance day of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is Baladev. Baladev Tattva Narottam Das Thakur has sung. Please excuse my pronunciation of Sanskrit and Bengali. For those of you who know the language, it's a very poor pronunciation. Rajendrananda ye sachi suta haila sei Balarama haila nitai. He who was formerly the son of Nanda Maharaj has appeared as the son of Sachi Devi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mother's name was Sachi Devi. So Krishna is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Balaram is Nityananda Prabhu. In the Vedic literature it is said, Nayam Atma Bala Inena Labhya. One cannot understand the absolute truth without Bala. Bala means strength. Sometimes rascal philosophers say that Bala means bodily strength. They propagate the philosophy that unless you are bodily stout and strong, you cannot achieve spiritual salvation. You must be very strong and stout and eat meat and fight, and then you'll get a spiritual birth in your next life. End quote. No, Prabhupada says. The strength, bala, required to understand the absolute truth is different. This is spiritual strength. The difficulty of the present situation is that although we are moving on account of spiritual strength, people have no information of spiritual strength. They are thinking of material strength. That is expressed by Narottam Das Thakur's song, Ahankare Matahoya Nitai Parapashatriya Asatyere Satya Korimani. The misconception of thinking that bala means bodily strength is due to ahankara, false ego. By the spell of Maya, people are thinking, quote, we are independent, we can do whatever we like, end quote. This is called ahankara vimudhatma. Under false pretext, false prestige, everyone is thinking, quote, we are independent, we can find the solution of the problems of life by material adjustment, end quote. So that is the material disease, ahankara vimudhatma. Bewildered people do not understand that the real strength is spiritual strength. We see daily that a person may be very strong, very powerful, have a good brain, be a very good scientist, but what is the person's real strength? The strength is Atma. As soon as the Atma, or the soul, gets out of the body, the intelligence, the strength, so many things, they are nothing. That is the difference between a dead man and a living man. A living man may be very powerful and in a very good position, but as soon as he dies, he is lying down on the floor, and if you kick him in the face, he'll not protest. So where is the strength? The strength is gone. That is spiritual strength. On spiritual strength, the body moves. Suppose you have a very good car, Mercedes or Rolls Royce. When there is no petrol, how will the car move? It is not possible. There is a kind of spirit required, quote, petrol spirit, end quote. Similarly, real strength is spiritual strength. The spiritual strength is Balarama. Therefore, we have to take shelter of the lotus feet of Balaram. Balaram means Guru Tattva. Balaram represents Guru. If we want to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if we want to understand Krishna, then we must take shelter of Balaram. Nayam Atma Balahinena Labhyaha. This Vedic conjunction means, quote, without the mercy of Balaram, you cannot realize your spiritual identity. Balaram comes as Nityananda Prabhu, therefore we must take shelter of Nityananda. This song by Narottam Das Thakur begins, Nitai Parakamala Koti Chandra Sushtila. Quote, the lotus feet of Nityananda are as cooling as millions of moons, end quote. If we take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu, we'll get peace. For example, in daytime, especially in the summer, we become exhausted by the heat. But in the evening, as soon as there is moonshine, we become satisfied. All the day's labor and fatigue are immediately removed. The moon gives us so much pleasure, and the shade of Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet is as pleasing as the moonshine of millions of moons. If we actually want peace, if we actually want to be free from material fatigue, we must take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu. Nayam Atma Pravechena Labhyaha. Nityananda Prabhu is spiritual strength, and without spiritual strength, you cannot approach Krishna. Nayam Atma Pravechena Labhyaha. Quote, if you are a good speaker, that does not mean you will understand Krishna, end quote. Namedasa. Neither by a very good scholar, a university degree holder, you can understand Krishna. No, that is not possible. We must have spiritual strength The source of spiritual strength is Balaram, Krishna's first manifestation, Prakasha Vigraha. In other words, he's saying that Krishna's first expansion or manifestation is that of Balaram. Krishna's first manifestation, Prakasha Vigraha. Krishna is manifesting himself through Balaram. So we have to take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu. Jai Chayai Jagat Jurai. The whole world is suffering, but if you want to take peace, take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu. Heno Nitai Bine Bai Radha Krishna Paita Nai Dridakori Daro Nitai Pai. Our real aim of life is how to get back home, back to Godhead, and associate with Radha Krishna. In another song, the same author says, Manushya Janama Paya Radha Krishna Nabajiya Janiva Shunaya Bisha Kainu. Unless you come to Radha Krishna, you cannot get real pleasure. If you want to dance and get pleasure, don't dance independently. Dance with Krishna. Just like here in our temple, we are also eating, but we are eating the remnants of food left by Krishna. That is real pleasure. It is not that we stop eating. We are not dry philosophers. All over the world, we are eating Krishna prasadam. At least 10,000 men and women are taking prasadam, but we have no anxiety. We have no anxiety. A family consists of a few members. They are full of anxiety. We require thousands and thousands of rupees for maintaining in Europe, America, a costly affair. But because we are under the shelter of Nityananda Prabhu, Balaram, we have no anxiety. Material life means anxiety. You cannot avoid anxiety if you lead a material life. That is Prahlada Maharaja's instruction. He was asked by his father, my dear son, what is the best thing you have learned from your teachers? He replied, my dear best of the asuras, the whole human society is suffering, at least suffering from one disease, anxiety. Ask anybody, take a small ant and take a big elephant, take the president of the United States, or take a street beggar. Ask them, are you free from anxiety? Quote unquote. Nobody will say, yes. They will say, I am full of anxiety. That's a fact. Why are they full of anxiety? Prahlad Maharaj has replied, Sadas Samudvignadiyam Asadgrihat. They are unhappy because they have accepted Asat Vastu, that which will not exist. Everything, whatever we have, will not exist. Our body will not exist. And this is the main problem of our present existence. In the material world, you exist as long as the body is there. So Prahlad Maharaj said, the real solution to the problem of life is to get out of this material world. That is the best thing, in my opinion. And I'm going to read on from this lecture, but I want to just take a little aside to mention that Lord Chaitanya sent various people to other parts of India to preach. And one of them was Nityananda. And here in this passage in Majalila, the 16th chapter, he writes, the Supreme Personality of Godhead gives credit to a devotee who performs any heavy task. Hanumanji, or Vrijangaji, the servant of Lord Ramachandra, serves as another example. It was Hanumanji who jumped over the sea in one leap and reached the shore of Lanka from the shore of Bharatvarsha. When Lord Ramchandra chose to go there, he paved the way with stones, although by his will the stones were able to float on the sea. If we simply follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions and follow in the footsteps of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, this Krishna consciousness movement can advance, and even more difficult tasks can be performed by the preachers remaining faithful to the service of the Lord. So recently we observed and we studied the nature of the expansion of ISKCON, and we celebrated the 50th year. And it kind of goes to show that we were performing these difficult tasks, whereas Lord Nityananda was sent to Bengal to preach, and other people were sent to different places. ISKCON's preachers were sent all over the entire world, to the United States, to Europe, to Africa, to this country, and to the islands of the South Pacific. And so the more difficult tasks were being performed by the preachers who remained faithful to the Krishna consciousness movement. So continuing with this lecture, he's talking about Prahlad Maharaj. In Vedic injunction, he says, Asto ma sadgama, don't live in this asat, this material world. Sadgama, go to the real existence. Real existence means spiritual life. If we actually want life, blissful life, we must get out of material existence. That is Prahlad Maharaj's instruction. Sanmud vigya diyam. And if you remain in material existence, you must suffer some anxiety. You will not be exempt. So Prahlad Maharaj advises, Hidvama patam griham andakupam banam gato yad dharam ashrayeta. The real problem is anxiety. And anxiety will continue as long as you are in material existence. Therefore, the real life is to get out of material existence. Atma patan means killing the soul. Material civilization is killing the soul. People have no information of the soul. They do not know how to become peaceful, how to become blissful. They are trying to be peaceful through the external material energy. They are thinking that by constructing big, big buildings, they will be peaceful. Here in Bhubaneswar, they are doing this. They are building big roads and traveling with motor cars, and they are thinking that this is advancement of civilization. No, it is not advancement of civilization. It is increasing their anxiety. There is no solution to the anxiety. Formerly, there was no university. The university was in the cottage. Vyasadeva was writing the Srimad Bhagavatam and all the Puranas in a cottage. That was the university. Who can produce such literature as that which Vyasadeva has given? From any angle of vision, from the literary point of view, from the philosophical point of view, everything that he has written is perfect. The Mahabharata, the Puranas, the Vedas, the Vedanta Sutra. There was no need of universities. His writing required a clear brain, and that was achieved through brahminical qualities. Through brahminical qualities of peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, knowledge, wisdom, and religiousness. Where is the education to teach these qualities? Technical education. How you can very nicely hammer will not solve the problems of life. If we want the real solutions to the problems of life, our first duty is to take the shelter of Lord Nityananda and his lotus feet. There, then we will be happy. We will be soothed by the moon rays emanating from his lotus feet. And all our fatigue will subside. Say, Pashu Bora Durachar, Sat Sambandhu Nahi Jar, Brihat Janma Gelo Taar. If you have no connection with Nanda Prabhu, you are simply wasting time. Sapashu Boro Durachar. Hirunaro Tam Das Thakur has used a very strong word. Anyone who has no connection with Nityananda, who has no connection with Nityananda Prabhu, is a Pashu. Pashu means animal. And how can an animal get happiness? That is not possible. From childhood, the dog searches after food. The street dog cannot get food. Unless a dog has a master, he's always unhappy. So it is better to become a dog, of Nityananda instead of becoming a dog of so many other people. Then we shall be happy. Everyone is a dog. Everyone is searching after a master to serve, but no one is satisfied because such a master is a false master. When you take the real master, Nityananda Prabhu, you'll be happy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Vaishnava Thakur Tomara Kukura Balia Jana Mori. My dear Vaishnava, Thakur, kindly accept me as your dog. I am a dog already, but I am Maya's dog. I am not a Vaishnava's dog, so kindly accept me. If we do not become a dog of Nityananda Prabhu, a Vaishnava, or a guru, there is no question of happiness. Hitai na bulilo muke, majila samsare suke. One who has no connection with Nityananda Prabhu and who does not say, quote, jai nitai, gaur nitai, jaya gaur, quote unquote, becomes absorbed in material enjoyment. Majila samsara suke means to think, society, friendship, and love divinely bestowed upon man. Materialist persons say like that. In samsara, material existence of repeated birth and death, there cannot be sukha, happiness. But the materialist is attracted by material existence. Vidya kule kikoribi tar. What help will a university education or birth in a big family be? They will not help. Why are we accepting these false solutions? Ahankare matahoya nitai pada pasharia. Astaryai satyakore mane. Misled by false prestige and false ego, we are accepting the body, which will not exist. We have taken the body as reality. But if we take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu, we'll get enlightenment. Nitayer Koruna Habe Raja Radha Krishna Pabe Taro Nitai Charana Dukhani. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur advises, if you want Nityananda, you will learn that Nityananda is transcendental. One who becomes the dog of Nityananda gets eternal life. We are eternal. But under Nityananda, we are eternal. But under the misconception of material identification, we are under subjection of Maya. It is very much a botheration, but people do not know this. We are going from one body to another, transmigrating, and there is no guarantee what our next body will be. But people have no science, no knowledge about this. The very first instruction of Bhagavad Gita is unknown to them. They are rascals, and they are proud of their education, their universities. This is going on. Nitai pada sada kora asha. Therefore, we should always desire to be under the shelter of Nityananda's lotus feet. Narottam boro duki. Narottam das is an acharya, a great master, but he is presenting himself as a common man. He is not dukhi, unhappy, but he's presenting himself as dukhi. Acharyas are never dukhi, but taking the common man's position, he says, Narottam is very unhappy. Narottam means the best of the human beings. Here is the material world. One may be the best of human beings in a very exalted position, but everyone is dukhi, unhappy. Nitai more kore suke. Only Nityananda can make me happy. Otherwise, it is not possible to be happy. Rako Ranga Charana Pasha. So if we should always pray to Nityananda Prabhu, kindly keep me under your shelter. I am very unhappy under the shelter of your lotus feet. I shall be happy. Under your lotus feet is the only way I shall be happy. That is real happiness. Thank you very much. That's the end of the lecture. And I see we have a few minutes, so I'm going to read a couple of short passages from the Bhagavatam that talk a little about Balaram. And then we'll move on with the remainder of this morning's program. See if I can find it. Yeah, this is from the 10th canto, the 2nd chapter, verse 8. I won't read the Sanskrit. Within the womb of Devaki is my partial plenary expansion known as Sankarshan, or Sesha. Without difficulty, transfer him into the womb of Rohini. And then Prabhupada's purport is written. The first plenary expansion of Krishna is Baladeva, also known as Shesha. The Shesha personality of Godhead supports the entire universe, and the eternal mother of this incarnation is Mother Rohini. Quote, because I am going into the womb of Devaki, end quote, the Lord told Yogamaya, quote, the Shesha incarnation has already gone there and made suitable arrangements so that I may live there. Now he should enter the womb of Rohini, his eternal mother. In this connection, one may ask how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always situated transcendentally, could enter the womb of Devaki, which had previously been entered by the six asuras, the Sadgarbhas. Does this mean that the six Sadgarbhas were equal to the transcendental body of the Personality of Godhead? The following answer is given by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti. The entire creation, as well as its individual parts, is an expansion of the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, even though the Lord enters the material world, he does not do so. This is explained by the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Tatam Idam Sarvam Jagadabhyaktamurtaye. Quote, by me, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. And yet everything that is created does not rest in me. Behold my mystic opulence. Although I am maintainer of all living entities, and although I am everywhere, myself is the very source of creation. Sarvam kalba idam sarvam brahma. Everything is an expansion of Brahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet everything is not Supreme Godhead, and he is not everywhere. Everything rests upon him, and yet he does not rest upon him. This can be explained only through the Achintya Bheda Bheda philosophy. Such truths cannot be understood, however, unless one is a pure devotee. Hare Krishna. Jai Radha Govardhana Dari Ki Jai. Shri Krishna Balarama Ki Jai. Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. Shri Radha Giridhari Ki Jai. Giriraj Ki Jai. Bhakti Mama Vijanati, it says in the Bhagavad Gita, one can understand the personality of God as he is only by devotional service. Even though the Lord cannot be understood by ordinary persons, this principle should be understood from the statement of the Puranas. A pure devotee is always transcendentally situated because of executing nine different processes of bhakti yoga. Then we're running out of time, so I'm just going to read a little further. Then in the 13th text of the tenth canto, second chapter, he writes, the son of Rohini will also be celebrated as Sankarshan because of being sent from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. He will be called Rama. Because of his ability to please all the inhabitants of Gokula, he will be known as Balabhadra because of his extensive spiritual strength. These are some of the reasons why Balaram is known as Sankarshana. Balaram, or sometimes Rama. In the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. People sometimes object when Rama is accepted as Balaram. But although devotees of Lord Rama may object, they should know that there is no difference between Balaram and Lord Rama. Here Srimad Bhagavatam clearly states that Balaram is also known as Rama, Rameti. Therefore, it is not artificial for us to speak of Lord Balaram as Lord Rama. Jayadev Goswami also speaks of three Ramas, Balaram, Parashurama, Raghupati Rama, All of them are Ramas. Sometimes in one of his lectures, Prabhupada was pointing out that the devotees sometimes criticized that the Maha Mantra wasn't necessarily Lord Rama, but was also Balaram and Parashuram. So he said, actually, there's no difference. It's that Raghupati Rama, or Lord Rama, and Balaram are one and the same. So this is all food for thought, something that we might think about. So I think we're pretty much out of time and ready for the remaining program. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Balaram Mahabhava Mahotsava ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Thank you to Guru Maharaj for the class.